I met Trayvon Martin's parents for the first time. At least I thought I did.
What do you mean?
So I'm sitting there behind Trayvon Martin's parents, and you know, and we were all getting ready to go on stage and speak. And she turned around and she said, "You know what?" She said, "I always wanted to tell you this." She said, "The night that Trayvon was murdered," she said, "I was at your comedy show at the West Palm Beach Improv." And she said, because that particular night in that particular show, I sat out in the audience. I didn't sit in my dressing room, because that's what I do now. I don't go to the dressing room anymore. I just kind of sit in the audience. And I would go from table to table and shake people's hand and kiss ladies on the jaw. So I remember hugging her, because she said, "So did you really kill that bird that was in your window stalking you?" And I remember having the conversation. I said, "That was you?" She said, "Yeah," because I remember I was standing there talking to her about 10 or 15 minutes, and that lady came out, brought her friend with her at the Improv, had a real good night, and we laughed and talked or whatever, and that's the night that her son was murdered. So it's a small world, man, and it just goes to show you, man, you have to be real careful and mindful how you treat people, you know. So and that just, like, and then to be there to meet her again yesterday, to make the connection on that occasion. But what an awesome time we had celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, man. And I met Detective Ford that worked for the Miami Police Department. He's always on First 48. Took pictures with him and his wife. I don't know, he was in, I think it's a Christian motorcycle club or something. But it was really nice. It was packed. It was exciting. Everybody had their posters and T-shirts. I didn't know that Trayvon Martin and his parents, you know, was like from, you know, Liberty City, right over there by the Pork and Bean. Everybody don't know about the Pork and Bean. That's like kind of like the Pork and Bean Projects over here, you know, in Miami. So we were just really having a good time, man. And we was out there probably for about 3 or 4 hours, man, sitting there. And just, it was just, when everybody lit those candles, Ebony, man, they had risers out there and bleachers. They had candles with the candle holder with Dr. Martin Luther King picture on it. And I'm telling you, man, it was a moment. I have never, ever participated and just had a chance to meet people. People had drove from Fort Lauderdale and people in the whole Miami Liberty City area. It was awesome. And it was a blessing to be there. But I met a police officer last night, a white police officer, that said, the stuff that go on the inside of the police department, how black males are being targeted and being treated or whatever. He said, "Before I lose my job," we're going to bring him on the show one day, because he want to speak out. He said, and here that man was sitting there with his police uniform on the second row. And I was wondering, like, is he here spying? And that man got so much enthusiasm about civil rights and about how our black young men are being treated.